At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill. J Hill Podcast. We are in the building. Listen, it's another one of them ones. Y'all know I don't play when it comes to these entrepreneurs, bro. Y'all know I'm not playing all these self-proclaimed gurus. Everybody swear they the best, and they not. But I tell you, I give you the platform, and it's either show that you know what you're talking about or you don't. And I think we've been doing pretty good, man. We got a lot of entrepreneurs that have been coming up, giving game, and we've been learning from it. So special guest in the building, my guy Siam is here. How you doing?
What's up, man? Let's go.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Thank
sir.
Thank you, man. It's my pleasure.
You've been doing real estate for a long time. 13 years?
15 years.
15 years. You don't even play the internet games. So you ain't one of them ones.
Nah, man. I was out there grinding, running the business, growing the business.
Facts.
And, you know, only recently got on social media, man.
What made you want just do it all of a sudden? Pull your mic closer.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, over the last 15 years, I did over 1,300 real estate deals.
Damn.
Right? So I'm telling you, when I said that we was out there grinding, my brothers, myself, my partner Jonah, all of us were out there just hitting the pavement, doing deals across the entire country, from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale to Jersey to, you know, Cleveland and Columbus, Ohio. I mean, we go hard. And I said, you know, I want to take what I'm doing and show other people how to do the same thing, right? Because I truly believe that everyone should have the opportunity to get in the game and change their life.
But also, you make more money the more people you help too, though.
Absolutely.
Like, come
absolutely.
On. Everybody
what goes
always,
around comes around. Yeah, bro, if I put mad money in your pocket, it should come back around.
For sure, 100%. But I just feel like everybody always, they always go into like, I just want to help everybody. Like, I mean, you make more money too when you help people.
Of course,
let's
my
be
brother.
Real, right?
That's entrepreneurship right there, right?
Yeah. But with the helping people, though, it feel like even if you have good intentions, bro, with the best intentions, sometimes it can backfire if you don't do it right.
Of course. Of course.
Have you seen that? Have you witnessed that sometimes?
Yeah, man. Absolutely. I've seen people that I've helped them to try to go and get their first deal, and then they don't follow through in exactly what I tell them. And of course, not every deal is going to go 100%, right? And they point the blame on you. Hey, but I was like, you didn't do everything I told you. I told you not to give that contractor 50% deposit. And when he ran off on your deposit, right?
Now I'm a scammer.
Now I'm the one that screwed you.
Yeah, right? Like, so, where do we go? Where do... Both. Let's look at both sides of it.
Sure.
Where do the consumer go wrong and even the teacher, or let's say the student and the teacher, where does both parties go wrong?
Yeah, man. So I think on the student side, everybody's ambitious. Everybody wants to do, you know, 100 deals the first year. Everybody wants to, you know, make $1 million the first year. And I understand that. I can understand that. However, you know, they say that you know, the tortoise wins the race, right? You ever heard that phrase?
Oh, yeah.
Slow but steady, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's really true. So
the tortoise is a rabbit, right? Or no?
Tortoise is like the turtle.
The turtle,
and he races the rabbit.
Yeah.
Right? So the rabbit just goes out the gate just running. They go out, they buy 50 properties year one, and then they blow up, right?
Yeah.
The tortoise goes slow. He starts off wholesaling. He buys his first property. Then he goes to 2 properties and he builds up his cash reserves. And then boom, 3 years later, they got a real estate empire of, you know, 30 rental properties and they're growing. Right.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I believe everyone should start. And that's how I believe it should go. Right. A lot of people, you give them the information, they want to run. They over leverage themselves. They overdo themselves and then they burn out.
Okay.
Right? So I think on the student side, that's how they can go wrong. On the mentor side, they don't realize that everybody's different, right? It's not a one way fits all situation.
So they internalize how they got success
exactly.
When they try to get everybody else to do the same.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's crazy. Yeah, I can see that.
So like even myself, my own story, right? I started off flipping 15 years ago, buying the homes and selling them in Jersey. Right. And I don't recommend for brand new people to go that route. I actually think brand new people, if you don't have a cash reserve, if you don't have money, you go out there and start wholesaling. Right. Learn how to find properties, learn how to analyze properties, understand the entire game. And after you've done 5, 10, 15 wholesale deals and you got $30,000-$40,000 in the bank, then go out and start fixing and flipping to build to get those bigger checks.
But Siam, I'm broke and I don't got the time.
Uh-huh.
Right. So you saying go wholesale, that take a lot. That's a lot of work to put in.
It is work, but everything worth it it requires some investment, right?
That's a fact.
You invest money or you gonna invest time.
Facts.
Right? So if no one's gonna do it for you, it's your business, right?
Yeah.
So you gotta put the time. And bro, you can get a deal. You can get a deal in the next 30 days, just put in 30 minutes a day. 30
no
minutes
way.
A day of time. 30 minutes a day in time.
Brandon, give me the play. How you?
Bro, all right. So you're going to look out for motivated sellers. So you're going to go to the courthouse. You're going to go to the local county, and you're going to find people that are delinquent on taxes.
Okay.
Right? And then you're going to reach out to the people shooting text messages to those people. Right? Send 50 text messages a day. How long take a text message? Not a lot of time.
Yeah.
You can get your kid to do that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your fifth grader knows how to text message and probably text message faster than me. Right?
Yeah.
And so get them a text message for you. If you send 200 text messages in a week, you will get some good responses, right? You get a lot of FUs, but you also get some good responses.
Right.
And all you got to do is close one in 30 days.
How much you usually get off the wholesale?
Bro, we've made my biggest wholesale deal.
No, give me regular numbers, bro.
I'll give you my biggest, I'll give you my worst, and I'll give you the average.
All right, bet.
My biggest wholesale deal was $300,000 in one deal, right? It was a commercial property, a multifamily deal. The average, I'd say somewhere around $10,000.
Okay.
But if we work in 40, 50 hours a week, right, to make $5,000 in a month, you can't take 30 minutes a day to make another $5,000 or $10,000? Come
on, that's
man.
Crazy.
Come on.
Why you think people not doing this then?
I think they don't know. You only know what you know, right?
Bro, all these, yo, I'm sorry, nothing against you. It's 1,000 real estate guys out there, real estate gurus, people on Instagram, people on social media, YouTube, Twitter. So
there's a difference, bro. There's a real estate guru and there's a real estate guru, right?
Woo,
so
that was a vibe.
There's a difference, bro. There's a difference, bro, right? So you got all these people out there, these fake gurus out there talking about they in the game, they doing the business. You check their portfolio, they don't own no real estate, right? They might have done 5 deals. As a matter of fact, I know a girl right now in Atlanta. I won't say no names. I ain't gonna put it out there, right?
Don't play with me. Don't test me.
Bro, I gonna say it out there because I know her as she's cool people, but she's selling people on how to do fix and flipping, and she's only done 10 deals. Right? Bro, when I was doing 50 deals, I was still learning. When I was doing 100 deals, I was doing 200 deals. I did 1,300 deals now. I still learn stuff. I just came from an event right now in Atlanta, right, which brought me here. And I picked up a couple nuggets that I think I'm going to go back and implement my business. It's going to take it to the next level, right? So I don't believe that if you've done 10 deals, you should be teaching anybody how to do it. You're still a novice.
Wow. That's real, though.
Yeah,
so what about those little auctions, like where they have like once a month, you pull up and you can just put down on there? Yeah. Like, that's a good way?
Auctions are cool. Yeah, man, that's cool. But you know what? I don't like competing with like JP Morgan. I don't like competing with Wells Fargo, right? They go to those auctions, try to buy. I don't like competing with the hedge funds, right? They got bigger pockets than me and you.
Yeah.
They're going to outbid us every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go to an auction, you might win a property, right? I like looking at those properties, going to that auction and reaching out to those people 8 weeks before.
But I thought it was already done, though.
No, it's done at the auction. So if you go to the Fulton County tax auction, or you go to the Fulton County foreclosure auction that happens, you know, once a month, right? Though it's done on that day. But guess what? Up until that minute of the auction, you could still buy that property from the owner.
Hold up. Nah, this is we getting
into
it.
Yeah, bro.
See, I told you ain't had to do the bullshit. This is the real shit right here.
I'm telling you, bro.
hold up.
Teaching what I do every day in my business. I'm not making it up. I didn't go read a book and then figure it out now.
Now, hold up. I'm just ask a simple question.
Yo.
Yo, I just want to ask a simple question. Don't give me too much of your business. We're on a podcast recording live. So the auction that you put me on with the once a month joint, right? Did you know that you could reach out to the owner of the property before the auction and still buy it from him? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. So, I did that a couple times.
Wow.
He did it a couple times. See?
That's crazy.
Bruh.
All right, bro. Thank you, dog. Is it easy to get the information?
Nah, you got to just skip trace them. So you got to have a skip trace on site. There's a lot of skip trace sites out
there. He knows. I'll break down the entire process. All right,
bro.
Thank you, bro.
All right, let's get into it. This is fire.
Bro, he's done it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
It just requires a little more work. You get to show up to the auction, you bid. It's easy. You do work for one day, right? But if you reach out to those people 6 weeks before the auction, 8 weeks before the auction, to give you time to get your finance in order and put the deal together, right? Then it becomes an A-B conversation.
And then it's about to be auctioned off anyway. You might as well just sell it to me.
Exactly. And bro, what I do text messaging. We do cold calling. We do direct mail to those people, right?
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm anxious. I'm excited now. So at the auction, do the owners get paid anything?
No, they get nothing.
So if I reach out to them offering the money, no way. All right, keep going.
Even the house I live in, I bought it like that. I don't pay retail, bro. I don't pay retail. I'm buying a deal every single time I do it. I don't. It's against my nature, right? So like I'm married, right? My wife wanted to live in this town in Fort Lauderdale, and she was like, "I want this area, but these homes are going for over $1 million now." I was like, "I'm not trying to pay $1.5 million for a house." So I said, "Give me some time. I'll find you some, baby," right? And so I went out. I started reaching out to the foreclosure list. I found this one guy losing his house, beautiful 5,000 square foot house in a gated community on a lake, right? Normally that house would be over $1 million, right? I paid $700,000 for it because we came in $750. We came into an AB conversation. The guy walked away with over $50,000 in his hands. Mm-hmm. We paid off the mortgage. No foreclosure, brother.
Ooh.
At auction, that house would have gone for way more.
Was that your first time like witnessing that, or you already knew that game?
I've been doing it, man, for 15 years, brother.
Damn, yeah. That's fire, bro.
Yeah, man.
So I guess like, all right, besides the people not knowing,
sure,
right? So you just gave me one way to make some real money is easy. How long ago have you done that though? Just curious.
What, my house?
No, like
I've been doing this for 10 years, reaching out to directly to sellers.
So you still do the same thing?
Still do the same thing today, just on higher volume, obviously.
So break it down to me, like, because now I'm thinking, I feel like you might be the first. I've heard real estate people tell me do that, but they probably don't do that.
Exactly.
So what's the difference in different real estate agents, or am I don't know if I'm
investors,
saying that right.
Whatever.
Investors, yeah, investors.
Yeah, yeah. So the difference is, I told you, they ain't doing it, so they can't teach you how to do it, right?
Right.
So you can go read a book and try to teach somebody. It's never going to come out the same way if you've been doing it for the past 10 years,
uh-huh.
right, or the past 15 years. So what most people do, like what you were just talking about, they go to the auction, they bid on the auction, and they try to win a property. There's 20 properties, and you got 300 people bidding.
Yeah.
Right? Too much competition.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
When you reach out to that seller 6 weeks before the auction, now you got an A-B conversation. But let me add one more piece to it, right? So you got to target the right kind of foreclosure. You got to target the right kind of seller, right? If you do people behind on their property taxes, guess what? Most people behind on their property taxes don't have a mortgage on their property. So if I'm starting from a point of stress, I'm starting from how much you owe in your taxes, right? Because the bank typically pays the mortgage.
Okay.
If you got a mortgage payment, you pay your taxes, insurance, and your mortgage payment. So the bank doesn't want the house to be sold, and then they lose their mortgage, right? So it almost never gets a tax auction. So if we're talking about somebody got a very low amount of debt, a lot of equity, and you got a whole lot of room to negotiate and get that house for a great deal.
But if I got a low amount of debt, why would I sell my house? Like, because like I don't got too much debt.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't even realize. Let's say you owe $20,000 in taxes, right? But your house is worth $200,000, all right? And if you can't pay the $20,000, it's probably because there's some type of financial distress,
mm-hmm.
right? You're struggling, you might have lost a job, or maybe, you know, you got, you know, medical bills, whatever it is, right? So your mind is on, I'm focusing on this thing, right? I'm leaving this to go bad, right? And this happens more often than not, right? So if I can come to you and say, hey, look, your tax auction is, you know, 2 weeks away from now, right? Are you going to let somebody kick you out your house and you're going to lose all your equity? Or let's save your situation. Maybe you don't have the money for the taxes. I'll pay the taxes and I'll give you $80,000 to put in your pocket so you can move on to your next situation. Now, I get that house for 100 grand. You're happy because you fixed your problem and you got your 80 grand to deal with whatever stress you're talking about. And guess what? That house is worth 200. So I just got myself a good deal.
Okay. So even if I got a low amount of debt, but I still owe debt on my house, they'll take it.
They'll still take it.
That's fucked up.
They'll take that house if you own $20,000, it's worth $500,000. They don't care.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, that's messed up, though.
That's just how it is.
Do you feel bad?
I don't feel bad because I give them a fair price for the situation that's going on, right? And I give them a fair price for the condition of the home a lot of times. A lot of times I got to renovate and bring these homes to what they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel bad for that. If I don't do what I do, guess what? Somebody else is kicking them out and calling the sheriff and evicting them from their own house.
Yeah.
Right? So I get to put money in that person's pocket. I get myself a great deal in the process. And right, I stop somebody from going to foreclosure and destroying their credit or destroying their you know, whole financial situation.
Yeah, you're good at this.
This is what I do, bro.
Like, what made you, what was the first, like, light bulb that went off that was like, I need to do this?
All right, yo, so I'm the Wall Street dropout real estate mogul, right?
Wait, what? Say that
they
again?
Call me the Wall Street dropout turned real estate mogul.
Okay,
so,
okay.
You know, I'm a son of two immigrant parents, right? My mother's from Dominican Republic, my father's from Ethiopia, right? Both of them came to the U.S. and me and my brothers are the first one born in the States. And so they came here. My dad was a taxi driver for 21 years, right? So I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but they instilled in me hard work.
Okay.
I mean, so we went there. When my friends were out there playing basketball, they were making me read books, right? I was pissed at the time, but now I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I went to school, you know, went to college, and then I got a job on Wall Street making six figures, bro. I was making good money. So I decided that I didn't want to do that anymore. I didn't want to work for somebody else and let somebody else determine my future, right? When I wanted to get married. And I asked for, you know, 2 weeks off to go on a honeymoon. My boss told me, nah, we can't do that, right? We need you in the office. Jeez. I was like, what? Screw this, man.
Yeah,
right? I'm slaving away for you and I can't get married. I can't take a honeymoon. Right. So I was like, yo, never again am I gonna let somebody do this. So cold turkey, I quit Wall Street. Right. My dad told me I was crazy. My mom told me I was crazy. Everybody was, my dad almost disowned me because he was like, no, you're destroying your chance of becoming a millionaire, right? You're supposed to change the whole family. And so I did that and I was like, I don't know what to do next. Mm. Right. So I went out and started selling cars, selling motorcycles. And my brother, right, who's my business partner, he found the deal in Newark, New Jersey. And he was like, yo, this house got to be worth more money. Right. We didn't know how to analyze it. We didn't know if it was really a deal. It was just an ugly house surrounded by pretty houses. Mm. And he was like, yo, we got to buy this. So I was like, how are we going to get the money for it? I didn't have the money. I didn't have the credit. I didn't have any of that stuff at the time. So we were like, you know what? You're going to make it work. We put $1,000 deposit on the house. And he told you got 60 days to come up with the money. Right. So we started talking to everybody. I talked to my coworkers, talked to my friends, talked to my dad. My dad lent me $5,000. That he gave me some of his savings, right? Everyone, I pulled the money together and we bought it for $45,000. I got $5,000 here, $3,000 there, $2,000 there. And I told everybody, I'm going all in on this. This is what I want to do. We bought it for $45,000. We maxed out credit cards. My brother got a title advance on his car, right? So we went all in on this house. We renovated this thing, right? And then we found out something called hard money. And so we got a loan also for the house as well. And we did the whole thing together. We did that house. We made $60,000.
Mm.
Right? We were like, oh, shoot. This
y'all
works.
Y'all made 60 after y'all paid everybody back?
Yeah. We bought it for 45. We put 60K in rehab. And we sold it for 180K. All right? We pulled out $60,000 in profit on that deal. And we were like, yo, this works. Right? So we were like, yo, we about to be millionaires. Right?
Yeah.
Next deal, I lost everything.
What?
I lost $75,000 on it. Right? So we lost the 60K we made. Plus, we were in the hole that owed people money, right? And we were like, yo, this is not how it's supposed to be. And my wife was pregnant, right? And so I have no job. I remember she had a conversation with my dad. My dad was like, you sure you want to be with this dude? He's unemployed. And he just lost 75K.
Your dad? Yeah.
He's joking, man. Yeah, okay, he said it to
he
my wife.
He's the biggest cop block.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. So then she's like, yeah, nah, I believe in him. So I was like, you know what? I clearly don't know what I'm doing, but I know this works. I know that people are making a lot of money off this. I got to find somebody doing this. So I went and found somebody that had been doing it for years. Went under his wing, taught me how to analyze a deal, taught me how to figure out what it's worth, taught me how to figure out what the repairs are. Bruh, right? Over the next 3 years, we did dozens of deals, right? And we just killed it. Learned how to raise money, right? Just by having conversations with people. And we killed it, man. I mean, that was almost 14 years ago now, right?
Yeah.
So I just told you I did over 1,300 deals in the past 14 years.
This mentor, so to say, did you have to pay him?
I had to pay him some money.
But you was broke at the time.
But I paid him in two things. One, I put some money on my credit card, right? So I still has a little bit of credit on it. And then the second, I told him, when I do my first deal, I got you, bro.
How did he trust you? You already knew him? Like,
I didn't know him personally, but he knew I was willing to work hard. Right. So we signed the contract, everything, of course. Right. And he helped me with that first deal. And off that first deal, I was able to pay him off on the whole balance.
So are you into, because I know you just get into the internet thing.
Yeah.
And I know you got a challenge you're about to do. We won't get into it. But like, are you doing mentorship now or?
Absolutely. I started doing mentorships over the past couple months. And every single person that I've mentored, right, that's been in my program for at least 30 days has closed their first deal.
Damn.
Every single person. I'm telling you, there's a difference between gurus and gurus. Right.
Right?
If I'm telling you, do this, do this, do this, and I guarantee you within the next 30 days, you're going to have a deal, right? It's because I've done it. I'm only teaching you what I'm doing and what I do every day in our business.
Damn. Yo, so, all right. I know we got to make money, but I'm just like, sometimes I be trying to do it for my people, right?
Absolutely.
How much you charge for your mentorship, if you don't mind?
So there's different types of mentorship. So it's anywhere from $297 all the way up to like 20,000, right? But it just depends on how much coaching you want, how close you want it to be, and what the commitment is on my end.
So for the $20,000 one, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you measure the level of success of the mentee? Is it that one closing?
It's
for the $20,000.
It's a couple things. It's the one closing. I want to make sure that within our time working together, they make double what they pay me.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that's my guarantee, right? That's hard. I'm going to work with you until you double your investment with me. right? And if you don't do within the 12-month time you promise, I'll continue working with you forever until you do, right? So I'm investing my time with you, right? I'm investing my resources with you. For instance, I got one student right now in Chicago, right? And so I went and paid for her marketing to get going so that she can have a deal in the next 30 days, right? So I'm investing my resources, right, to so that you're successful.
Damn, that's fire, bro.
Bro, and I'm targeting our people, right? So I want to see as many of our people, you know, be successful. I want to see as many of our people get out the grind, right? Mm-hmm. I want to see them stop being a slave to corporate America. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, there's so many companies out there and so many people that try to hold our people down, right? So a lot of, just think about it. Last year, right, over 40% of the houses purchased in the United States were purchased by big corporations, right? That's pushing people like us out the door. You know what I'm saying? That's keeping us landlords. That's keeping us tenants, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? We don't get rich by being a tenant. You get rich by owning a house because the house appreciates. You get cash flow down the line. And then when you sell it, now you got money to invest, to open a business, whatever you want to do. Buy more real estate if you want to. So I'm trying to get as many of our people into home ownership as possible.
Yo, so I've seen this this guy.
Yeah.
He was connected with DJ Envy. I'm sure. Pretty sure you've seen the whole thing that was going on, right? I feel like his idea was great.
The idea was good, but the execution was bad, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're talking about, I know you're talking about Cesar Pina.
Yeah, Cesar, yep, Envy, yep.
Right? I think what probably happened, and again, I wasn't in the situation, is they had good intentions in the beginning, right? And then a deal went south, and they didn't know how to come out from under that, right? So they raised a bunch of money, they sold people a lot of hopes, and they just didn't have the skill set to execute on what they're doing. So what's nice about what I do is that you're not giving me the money to buy a property for you. You're buying the property yourself, right? So there's no level of anything like that being able to happen.
Right.
So he went and got a bunch of people to give him money to go out and buy real estate in Jersey and different places, right? Okay, I understand but there's a lot of trust in that. You don't know what's going on in that person's personal life, right? But you own the property. You have the title to the property. All the benefits are yours. So that's where we differ.
But I only ask that because I see somebody else doing something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And let me preface this because I don't know how she does it or what the exact way. But I know I like Terica. I love, like, just from her story, I love this chick. I'm not going to lie. I'm be real.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like she got like a group of people that invest in like properties and like they get percentages of it. I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
So I'm trying to figure out why don't we all do that? And how can like Caesar, like how does that go wrong when all you got to do is just do the right thing, of course. I mean, I know we got bad people in the world.
Of
but
course.
I don't, like.
So. How can something go
Do you
wrong?
Like that though? Like that idea?
I think the idea is great, man, because you own a little piece of something very big, right? And then you get your exposure, you learn, and then you get your feet wet, right, in the game. So I think the idea of it's good. If you have a strong operator, then absolutely, right? But these guys were selling dreams and not executing on the dreams.
Yeah.
That's the problem, right? I heard stories about people investing in land to develop, and then the thing never got developed, right? But the money's gone.
Okay.
So if they were able to execute, then by all means. So anytime you're trying to talk to a guru, anytime someone's trying to get you to invest in a portfolio or some type of development, ask that person, show me your HUDs, right? Show me your HUDs. A HUD statement is what's given by the closing company when you
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Buy or sell a house, right? When you actually do a deal, show me HUDs. Show me 10 HUDs you did in the last 24 months, right? If you ain't got HUDs, it means you ain't really in the business. You ain't doing this.
So would you ever do that? Eventually, I know you doing something else
right
now.
I'll show all my HUDs, bro.
But not even the HUDs. I'm saying like, have like a group of people invest in like different like houses or buildings?
The answer is yes, I would do it, right? But I truly believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to do it themselves too. Mm. If I do it for you, you don't learn anything. Or you give a fish, you give a teacher man a fish, right? He'll eat forever. You give him a fish, he eats only once, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to teach people how to do this so they can go out and repeat it themselves.
Not to cut you off. I'm sorry. I only ask that because like you have people who are lazy, right? Because I'm assuming it seems like it took a lot of work. You ain't just...
Of course, man.
It wasn't a cakewalk.
Bro, the real estate is not a get-rich-quick scheme, right?
Yeah.
You don't become rich from one day to another. It takes work,
right?
Right. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that you know, they're always checking the clock when they're at their job, right? Because maybe they don't like what they're doing, or they just don't, or they're lazy. Or like you said, you know, people that might be lazy, and they're always checking the clock to see when it's time to get out. But then they wonder, right, why they got to check the bank statement every time they want to buy something.
You're going crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing. You got to put the work in. Either you're going to put the money up, or you're going to put the work
and
in.
And that's where I was going with it. So like you might nowadays,
sure,
we see more of African-American Latinas having money, right? Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, like, yo, if you got somebody that got the money and they like, yo, I just want to invest.
Yeah.
Like, would you do something like that?
Yeah, I would do it. I would definitely do it. But I would do it in a transparent way, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to give me, call it $100,000 to buy property because you got savings, right? Let's do that $100,000 together. And that's one property. You see the property. You see the deed of the property. You know where your money's at,
mm-hmm,
right? Versus like, all right, I'll take $100,000 here, $50,000 there, $100,000 here, and I got $1 million together. And we go out and I'm going to buy whatever I want. It's called a blind fund, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to know what your money, where your money's at all times.
Okay.
So that's the difference, right?
Is 100 like the starting point? Like, shit.
No, it could be less than 100, man. I mean, bro, we do deals. We do deals with no money out of pocket all the time.
Okay.
Right? So we could structure a deal where there's 10,000, 20,000, right? There's no minimum amount to get in the game, right? So it's about how you structure the deal.
What's worth it, though? Because, for example, what I'm getting at for the viewers that might be watching, right? They might not have 100, or they might just know somebody who's a real estate agent.
Absolutely, yeah.
And they're like, yo, like, why, five of my friends, we can get $5,000-$10,000. Like, I feel like we should be seeing this often.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get out there. Do it, right? Just got to do it. But that's the problem. A lot of people don't want to do it.
Hold on. I'm going to call somebody else. Because, no. We're going to have a good... Now, we about to get some real game. Like, you probably never had nobody do no shit like
Let's
this.
Let's do
but
it.
We about to get some real game. So I got this real estate agent, right?
Okay.
He's based in Baltimore.
Okay.
And I tell him, like, yo, like, why don't just four of us just get some money? You the real estate agent. You get the spot. And he like, bro, it's not that simple.
So he's a real estate agent. So he knows how to buy and sell properties for other people. Right? Mm-hmm. Not every real estate agent knows how to buy and sell properties the right way as an investor, right? Most real estate agents are targeted towards retail people. Somebody wants to go and buy a house because they want to live in it for the next 10 years,
mm-hmm,
right? It's a different system if you're targeting investors that are looking to cash flow on rentals, or you're looking for investors that are trying to flip something, right? When you flip something, you need margin. You need to get it cheap, right? You need to target distressed properties, right? Not every real estate agent is an expert in that.
Okay, hold on, because this is going to only add to the conversation. That's fire.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I told you this is game, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is real. Hold up. No, you going in. He said, most people that check the, hold up, bro. Most people that check the clock wonder why they got checked. Yo, bro, so look, you're my podcast live, bro. I'm with, I got a real estate investor, Siam here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know a real estate agent. And I'm like, I know a real estate agent. Why every time I ask him, like, we got five friends, we trying to all put up and get a crib. It's like, it's not as simple as you think. Tell me your challenges. Why wouldn't you? Why don't you do that more often? Just curious.
What? Put together five people?
Yeah, five friends, buy property, and we just flip it.
Because everybody got their own mindset. Everybody got their own way if they want to do things. Some people won't want to be hands off. Some people won't be hands on. And it's a lot of personalities to put together. Like, I wouldn't probably do five. I mean, unless all five of us had the exact same mindset, bro. And 8 out of 10 times, we probably not. You feel me? One person gonna want to go this way. One person gonna want to go that way.
But you can find three people with the same mindset. Why not do that? I'm just trying because I got to get back to the conversation. Just curious.
No, I would do the three. You feel me? Like, I would do the three, but we gonna have to understand. Like, all right, if it was podcasting, I would follow your lead because you've been doing it longer than me.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? So, yeah, I'm putting my money up, but I also need to listen to you because...
Is this hesitation finding a good deal? Is
you that got one? People that put their money up and now they want to control because of what they heard and things like that. And it's kind of difficult.
So is your hesitation about finding a good deal or finding the three people that all mess together?
The three people that all mess together. We can always find a deal.
Okay. All right. Thank you, bro. I'm going to holler at you later. All right. I just feel like that's my dog, first of all. I ain't going to say his name. Sure. But I feel like it still gives reluctant because, like, it's, I think it's, come on, man.
So it's also his mindset, too, right? Uh-huh. His mindset is everything got to be perfect to do it. So I'm a big believer is that you take a leap of faith and you figure it all out later. Right, it all kind of comes together. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So if you got,
are you feeling this way? Not to cut you off. Are you feeling this way because you got the money now? Think of back when you was broke when you had no money. Are you still thinking that?
Absolutely, bro. Okay. You still got to jump. When I did that first job, I went all in.
Either
it was going to succeed.
Well, other people's money too.
Yeah, other people's money too. Crazy. Even my dad's money, right? So it's either going to fail, right? And we're all, you know, shit out of luck, or it's going to do good. And so luckily it went good on that deal, right? So if you put your money, you put your effort, you bet on yourself. You're always going to come out on top, man, right? Mm. It may not come out the first time, may not be the second time, but eventually you come on the top.
All right, so we about to have some fun. I ain't gonna say the name because I don't want to throw my guys out there. But I know somebody, I don't want to say friend, let's use that word. But I like him, he's cool. And he don't like real estate. He used to do real estate, but now he do like self-storage now. Mm-hmm. And he like promotes self-storage real heavy. Like, man, real estate, mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody's always different type of real estate.
Sure.
Because, I mean, self-storage is still real estate, but he's like flipping houses and things like
houses
that.
And stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Why would you think flipping a house is better than like self-storage or all other types of real estate?
So I think self-storage is great. It's actually commercial real estate, right? It's okay. Actually a great way, but I think that's later on down the line, right? So when I told you about like how people should start, I think everyone should start wholesaling. You learn how to analyze deals, you learn how to do it, but you could wholesale self-storage centers too, right? And then once you've mastered that, you got some money, right? Then you move on to fix and flip and you get some bigger checks, $25,000, $30,000, $50,000 checks, you know, doing fix and flips. And once you master that, you go to the next thing, whether you want to do apartment buildings or self-storage centers, because they take a lot more money to do them, right?
Okay.
Self-storage centers, not $50,000 or $100,000 or $150,000. They're $2 million, $5 million, $10 million. Same thing with multifamily. Same, you know, either $10 million, $9 million, $12 million. So it's just a progression.
Okay.
Right. So I don't think that one is better than the other. I think one leads to the next one.
All right. I do this a lot. You can say no, but don't say no.
Yeah, yeah.
We live on camera.
Absolutely, bro.
If they watched this episode for this long, can you give one person something? We can make it hard. We got to make them do something, right? But can we give one person a mentorship, free mentorship?
Yeah, I'll do it.
They watch this long, right? Let's say they got to go under, we're going to have three different collab posts, right? Comment under one of the three collab posts why you should get the mentorship. Follow Salim. I said it right?
Siam,
I'm sorry. Follow Siam. Say why you should get the mentorship, and then we're going to pick one person.
I'm going to give one $20,000 mentorship away, right? And in that, you're going to close anywhere from 2 to 3 deals within your first 6 months with me, whether you got money or not. That's my commitment.
I'm not sending this out to y'all. So you got to watch it. So I'm just saying, I'm not about to hit my friends. You got to watch it. That's crazy. That's fire, bro. So thank you, first of all.
My pleasure, man.
All right. So you got this challenge you're about to do with Carter, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, man. So it's a 5-day challenge,
mm-hmm.
right? It's going to be in September. And that challenge is going to be 5 days of just immersing ourselves in real estate. And so after 5 days, you're going to learn how to analyze a deal. After 5 days, you're going to learn how to you know, analyze any market in the country and decide if that market's for you and how you want to implement your real estate business. After 5 days, I'm going to teach you our 8-figure entity setup so that you can have your business set up just like us and, you know, reduce your risk or liability, reduce what you pay to Uncle Sam, and know all the different write-offs you can take into account that allows you to pay the least amount of taxes, even though you're making a lot of money in real estate, right?
Mm.
After 5 days, you're going to learn how to analyze a deal, how to have our same tools that we use to analyze deals. And after 5 days, we're actually going to look at real deals, analyze them together, right? And if you want to buy one of those deals, you're more than welcome to, maybe it might be one of your first deals.
Damn, how much is the challenge?
It's $297, bro.
Like $300?
$300. Damn. $300, you get a whole week with me and my team.
That's fire, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm asking, and it's just from me learning now. Why the challenges? Why do so many entrepreneurs do the challenges? Just curious.
It's because it's a you get a lot of people together and for a short period of time. Some people are scared to commit to long periods of time. You know, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. But most people say, all right, I'll give it a week, right? And in a week, you know if you like it or not,
mm.
if this is something for you.
Okay.
Right? So you people commit a small amount of time. It's usually not a big cost, right? And then you can try to give as much value information that week as possible. By the end of that week, you will have all the resources, all the tools, all the systems to go out there and buy your first deal.
Now I'm being selfish. Now, this is not for the consumer. Yeah, yeah. This is for me. But like from an entrepreneur side of it, right? Like, what's the benefit for me if I get like a lot at a small number? I can make a lot of money. Like, how does it work? Like, what's the benefit?
It's you get to touch as many lives as possible. So you get to touch as many people as possible.
That ain't the real reason.
But it is the real reason for me. All right, you get to touch as many people as possible. If I can get 100 people in the room, right, on a challenge, and I can change 100 people's lives. I believe in karma, man. It all comes right back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If that week is impactful for you, go out there and you close a deal, you're coming back to me when you want to take things to the next level.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's where it comes.
See, I'm thinking like maybe like, all right, if I could just get 100 people at a smaller number, then I'll make that bigger number in the long run.
I don't make any money on the challenges, right?
Really?
Yeah, I don't make any money on challenges. We're spending money on ads. We're spending money on getting. So that's okay. Just recouping what you spent on that stuff.
Okay.
Right? Again, it's because if people do well, they get success out of that week, then they want to work with you longer on their next, when they want to take things to the next level.
Okay, so it's almost like marketing yourself too, almost,
absolutely.
Right? And it's like a reason to market.
Absolutely, you put yourself out there.
Oh, that's fire.
You put yourself out there, bro.
Damn, so when you say you wasn't on the internet, was that a part of, when we say internet, is that a part of internet stuff, like challenges and things like that? Or you was doing that too?
I didn't post or anything for forever. I opened up my Instagram in 2021, mm-hmm. right? And I had probably maybe 10, 15 posts between 2021 and the end of 2023. Right, so I only really started putting myself out there, you know, this year.
So you wasn't doing mentorship, you weren't doing challenges, nothing like that.
Nah, I did informal mentorships because people knew I was in the business. Mm-hmm. People would say, "Hey, man, can you show me this? Can you help me this?" And I actually taught tons of people like that, right? But making it official, making it formal, not since the beginning of this year.
What was the light switch for that? Like that, because I'm pretty sure if you wasn't doing it, many people probably suggested it, but yeah. What was the final switch like?
All so, right. Absolutely. So people always ask me, hey, how did you build? I mean, I didn't even tell you all my information, right? So we've done over 1,300 deals and I built a rental portfolio today, right? With over 600 properties that me and my brothers own, and it's valued over $80 million,
damn.
Right? So people ask, how'd you do that? How'd you come to that? You didn't have money to be, how did you do this? Can you show me how to do this? Can you do this? And so constantly getting hit up, asked, I go to these networking meetings. Everybody knows who I am in South Florida, right? Or in Cleveland or Columbus. And they're like, yo, can you show me this? And I was like, yeah, we've been saying we should make something official about it. I should definitely make something official. And we decided to make something official.
Oh, wow. Damn, so tell me about the rental properties. Do you like that? Or
yeah.
What's your structure behind that? You yeah, still absolutely. Hands-on or?
So yeah, we're still pretty much hands-on, but I got a whole team behind me before that now. So we built up, I like buying rental properties where we own them with very little money invested into them long-term. Right, so we like to buy these properties at a discount to market value. We renovate them, then we refinance them, and we get cash flow on them on a monthly basis going forward. So I love rentals because they appreciate over time, right? They cash flow, and you get what's called depreciation. So if you're making money doing your fix and flipping, doing your new construction, your wholesaling, you get to reduce what you pay on that just by owning real estate.
Damn.
So you get to pay less in taxes just by owning a property.
I heard about that.
Yep.
So what about... What do you think my homie, he just got a house, like a fourplex or whatever,
yeah.
And he has a program where they put people in there. Mm-hmm. I guess they're like, they don't make a lot, but sure. they kind of help.
Damn.
They kind of help pay for it.
Uh-huh.
Let me get that.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Now the game always going.
Yeah, so I got a friend who owns a property. It's like a fourplex, quadplex, or whatever, something like that. However you say it, and he's working with like the state, I think, where they put people in there who might not have jobs or whatever, and they kind of like cover it. Mm-hmm. Do you suggest that? Or absolutely. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think that's a great way. Those are like sober living houses,
uh-huh.
or like people halfway houses, people coming out of jail.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff like that. So I think that's a great cause, and it's a great way to make money, and it's guaranteed rent, which is nice.
Right.
I love subsidized housing.
That's what it's called. Yeah.
Subsidized
yeah.
housing. So we do a lot of Section 8 properties. That's another way of getting money from the government to cover the people's rent. We do Section 8 properties. And I think it's actually phenomenal. I highly recommend every investor incorporate that into their portfolio. Right. So and I mean, it's pretty, like, I read a stat that over the next couple of years, over 3 million people are going to lose their job due to AI. Right? So all these big companies, all these big billionaires, they're investing all this money in tech and robots and stuff that's going to replace regular people's jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe you need to go out there and you need to just buy a property. You need to go out there. You need to become your own boss, determine your own fate. Right. And as a result of that, I also believe the properties you buy, you should be putting Section 8 people in there because the government's always going to pay that rent. Right.
Okay.
And on my Section 8 properties, you don't have collection risk. When I rent to you, whether you have a job today, doesn't mean you're going to have a job tomorrow.
Facts.
Right. So you lose that job tomorrow, you lose your ability to pay that rent. Now me and you are in a situation where we're not on the same page anymore, right? We had an agreement. And I hate evicting people. I hate being that kind of guy, but it's a business. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you have Section 8, that money gets deposited on the 5th or the 4th, whatever your agreement is, every month, like clockwork.
See, I see other landlords that I've spoken to said they don't like that because the type of people they bring in and they mess up your property.
That's all cap, bro, right? So a lot of these landlords, they believe that black people don't deserve to have good homes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all cap, right? If you treat somebody right, if you let them know up front that what your expectations are, people will usually follow through. Those same people, right, if you report it to Section 8 that they destroyed your property, they lose their Section 8 voucher. Now they don't get that assistance anymore.
Mm.
You think if you have that conversation up front, they're not going to try to save that because then they have to now have to go out, get a job and work harder to cover the rent. Right now they got the rent covered. Right. So yes, that's a risk. Yes, that's a possibility. But that's why you get security deposits. That's why you have the conversation up front to prevent that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Right. And that's why you screen the person as well. If you saw they got kicked out of the last 4 places because they destroyed the home, I'm not putting that person in my house.
Right.
Right. So you got to screen them all as well.
I don't know a lot, right? I'm learning about real estate.
Yeah.
What's something I'm missing that I'm not hitting on?
Like, what do you mean?
Like a question I'm not asking because I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
This you giving me game now.
All right, so let me see. What are you asking that you're not knowing? I think for someone that's brand new that wants to just get their feet wet and try a real estate deal, right? I would tell them the following, all right? Because you only know what you know, right?
Yeah,
you don't
know
what you don't know.
Right.
And so the more you learn, the more you earn. So like what I would tell them to do is go out there and go to their local tax office and find all the people that are losing their home according for taxes, right? And I would go out there and I would text message all those people. I'd invest $50 in door hangers, if you've ever seen they put on the front of the doors, and put a door hanger on all those homes,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you have 100 people that are losing their houses next month in your county, then, and you put 100 door hangers, you text message 100 people, right? You will get 25, 30, 50 responses on those messages, on to that marketing. And those 25, 30, you'll have 25 probably, you'll have half of those be meaningful conversations, and you'll more than likely buy at least one deal, right? Whether you want to buy it yourself, that's fine. But if not, you can at least wholesale that deal, right? Make a $5, $10, $15,000 check, right? And then take that money and reinvest it into more marketing. So the next time, now you got 2 or 3 deals coming in from that same $15,000 check, right? So that's how I tell somebody brand new to how to get started.
So somebody that's been in the game, because you've been in the game for a minute now, but to the other real estate investors that's in the game, what's one thing you think they're overlooking that they don't speak on enough?
I think the one thing that a lot of people are afraid of is they're like, how am I going to get the money for a deal, right?
No, investors that's already been in the game.
Oh, that's already
that they might be overlooking. Like, what's one thing that you see they make a lot of, like when you came up here, you say, you know, one girl, she only did 10 deals and she's want to start coaching. Like, what's something that you probably see somebody, they've probably been doing real estate investing for 10 years, mm-hmm. but you see a lot of these people just don't get this part that you went in.
Yeah. A lot of people that have been in the business for a long time, I think they only look at, they think that you have to invest in your backyard, right? Mm-hmm. So I live in Fort Lauderdale, but only a fraction of the deals that I do are in Fort Lauderdale. Bro, right now, I just partnered up and we bought 40 acres around the city of Atlanta.
Damn.
Right? We're about to build 4,000 apartments over the next 10 years. Jeez. Right? And I did all that with zero of my own money. Right? So I raised the money. There's more money out there than you will ever need for your business. Some people think if I want to go buy a deal, it needs to be my money. No, it doesn't. There's a lot of money out there and money sitting in the bank is losing money. Right. So if you can present somebody with an opportunity to make 8%, 10%, 12% of their money or 15 or joint venture, where you make 50-50 on a deal, that's a win-win for both parties. Right. So a lot of people hold back their growth for two reasons. One, because they think they have to be in their backyard. The entire world is your playground, man, if you know how to do this game, right? You can do deals in Rome if you want to do deals in Rome. You can do deals in Zimbabwe if you want to do deals in Zimbabwe. Do deals in London. Do deals in New York. Do deals in LA, right? So there's a lot of deals that they don't see just because they're fixed on only doing it in their backyard. That's one. The second thing is people think that they need to use their money to do deals, which stops them from doing more deals, right? And that's all cap right there.
And I think, honestly, from listening to you, I don't know, but just assuming the way people think, maybe they think they need to get it right now. Because you just say, I'm about to do this in the span of 10 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's really thinking in the future and stop and not just thinking right now.
Exactly. Damn. Exactly. You want to invest in yourself so that you take the actions now, right? Take the actions now. Go get started. Do your first deal. Do everything so that your future self will thank you. Right? So don't say it's always tomorrow. There's always a possibility that tomorrow may never come. There's always a possibility that you know, something happens in life and it derails you and you go a different way, right? But take action now, right? With future intention, if that makes sense. So take an action now so that you get the benefit in the future. And that's what happens with rental properties. You buy rental now, you don't make a bunch of money now. You make little drips. But guess what? 5 years from now, I can almost guarantee you that rental property is worth more than it was today, right? You fix and flip and you do one flip now, all right? You get your feet wet, you try it. But guess what? 5 years from now, guess what? You might be doing 5-10 flips at the same time, right? And you really rake it in the bucks.
Okay.
So slow but steady growth. There's more money out there than you'll ever need to do your deals, right? So go out there and start having conversations and raising capital to increase your real estate business, and the entire world is your playground.
Bro, this is fire, bro. I hope you really keep your word with the mentor.
I will do it.
I might have to watch this and then make the comment. Like, God damn. Like,
I put it out there, man. I put it out there. I will honor that.
Bro, this is good, bro. I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you, man.
It seems like you're very genuine. Man, I hope everything works out for you, bro. I mean,
appreciate it, man.
For the people that don't know, let them know how to follow you, how to support the challenge and
absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. So follow me on IG, on Instagram. It's IAM.SIAM, S-A-Y-A-M. So IAM.SIAM. All right, follow me on IG. I'm always posting stuff. I'm only now starting a YouTube page, right? Never had it before because I'm just getting online now, right? So get on me on IG and I'll share the information for the YouTube page. I give out great game every single day. I'm posting stuff almost every day on Instagram. And when I'm posting, it's real facts.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that's actionable that you can go out and actually do the stuff too.
Now, well, we're going to do some collab posts and then I'm going to probably try to get you the whole video so you can get somebody to chop. That's the game though. Like you get the video. You have somebody
for sure
do 1,000 clips for real.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you'll have that content.
Appreciate that.
Nah, bro, I appreciate you, man. Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast, I am. This is, man, if you ain't learned nothing from this, you need to open your eyes, open your ears, man. It's a wrap. We out.
Let's go.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.